Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
You're so good to me. So thankful, so thankful. Shout to the ones that pray for us. From the town if you ain't know us. Still pray for us. Thank the Lord. I've been ready for y'all prayers. I've been ready since ball tapers. Keep them haters from coming around. Run more game than them ball players. It's been down for so long, it feel haunted. Take the devils away, it's a blessing to preach. I just got it, I feel like a prophet. Put money away like deposits, every soul a prophet. I've been down for so long, I forgot how the top could be. Yeah, and they say I'm the prodigy. Don't got a lot of me. I swear they gon' rob for me. I swear that they die for me. I swear I'm alive for this. I gotta survive for this, and we alive today. Cause y'all pray for us. Thanks to the ones that pray for us. When we around the town, a few ain't know us. But still pray for us. Thank the Lord. That pray for us. So grateful, so grateful. So thankful, so thankful. Shout to the ones that pray for us. Thank the Lord. You pray for us. Yeah. I swear I'm so proud to be humble now. This a blessing, I got to be under here. Kiss the waves, I don't ask all them questions now. Got the vision, I promise it's tunnel, man. I change the whole style like the running man. I'm big time and now, I feel like stunner, man. I'm busy now, I got 100 plans. All I needed was time for it, yeah. My mama been dying for it, yeah. My girl told me grind for it, yeah. So I'm writing these lines for her. She been waiting to get that up out of me. This relationship called me a prophecy. This wave got me on today. Man, I feel like go, babe. Pay on these for the ones that look up to me. Living so comfortably, came in outside, now it run for me. I promise the Lord till I'm undersea. I'ma grind it till it come to me. This faith is running like a mustard seed. Catch us to where I'm supposed to be. I realize these moments you showed to me. And we alive today, cause y'all pray for us. Y'all pray for us. Shout to the ones that pray for us. We around the town if you ain't know us. Still pray for us. Thank the Lord. Shout out to the ones that pray for us. So grateful, so thankful. I did not live for myself. Thank the Lord. So good to me, so good to me. I cannot live with myself. So thankful, so thankful. Shout out to the ones that pray for us. We're around the town if you ain't know us. Thank the Lord.
Amen, amen, praise God. Welcome to God's Got This, God's Got Us. This is your host, Pastor Katisa. I just stopped by to give you some encouragement today, to give encouragement and be an encourager. Amen. And God still has me on this topic of encouragement, because encouragement is powerful, young people. encouragement is powerful. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I give you praise. God, I give you glory. I give you honor. And I thank you. I praise you, God, that you are mighty. You are awesome. Thank you for this time that we have, God, to honor you. And that you encourage us from your word. You encourage us every day, giving us life, giving us new beginnings, giving us, Father God, just your strength, your energy. God, we glorify you. We magnify you. In Jesus' name, amen, and praise God. Amen. So encouragement, like I was saying, encouragement is powerful. It's powerful, and it empowers you, amen, to do the will of God. God himself gives us encouragement. And you will find that in the scripture over and over again, encouragement. And God is meant for us. It is meant for us, amen, to be encouraged, to be strengthened, amen. And God, he does this. He even gives the gift of encouragement. So you may have the gift of encouraging people to do the right thing, to, encourage them to, if they're involved in something that's not the right thing, to, get back on the right path. And so God may have put that gift in you. It's even a gift from the Holy Spirit. You will find that in the book of Romans, I believe. But in Thessalonians, we're going to start with that scripture, in 2 Thessalonians, and I've probably covered this before, but it is just imperative, I believe, that God is saying that we need to keep encouraging one another. And he himself gives us encouragement, as it says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, starting with verse 16. It says, "May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope." Verse 17, "Encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word." So our Father, Father God, he is our Father. He cares for us. He loves us. We are his children. And the Lord Jesus Christ has given us eternal encouragement. You know what that means? That means forever and ever and ever. There's no stopping to God's encouragement. He wants to encourage our hearts, it says in verse 17, and strengthen us for every good deed and word. So God wants us to be prepared for all things. Amen. And he prepares us through his word. He prepares us through being encouragement. You know what an encourager is? An encourager, what you can do? You can encourage yourself, first of all, as well as encourage others. Develop awareness. Develop awareness in your life when you need encouragement. You know that when you are, if you're in a sport or if you or any other activity, music, arts, you thrive on encouragement. Think about it. For the sports, that's why they have cheerleaders. They are your encouragement. They are to encourage you to defense, to offense. They're encouraging you to shoot the basket, get those three-pointers in. They're encouraging you this football season, amen, to make the touchdown, amen, tackle, be on the defense. And in music, you have encouragement from your teachers, amen, your music leader, your band directors, as they are telling you, yeah, get that note, get in there, get those notes, amen. Let's be on one accord. Let's have harmony. Let's do this, amen. Let's do it with all excellency, and let's have a good and excellent outcome and result. So as an encourager, God wants us to be an encourager as well. Turn around and encourage somebody else in their gifts, in their talents, in what's right. We can do this. God has put it in us. God has put it in us to do that. We can encourage people to take action. You know what? A lot of times people have goals, they have things they want to do, but they don't take action. So a dream without action is really, it's just a dream. And it needs some actions. An encouraging word helps to move a person into action for their dream. Amen. And so here's some things to think about when we think about eternal encouragement, is from God and good hope. So we restrict it for every good deed and word. No, we can use supporting words, support one another. Hey, you know what? I think what you're doing is great. I think what you're doing is awesome. It's from God. Keep serving God. God's got us. Amen. And so keep those words of hope coming, speaking hope to others. This is what Jesus said when he told us. He gave us some encouraging words. He says in John 16:33, I have told you these things so that you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I've overcome the world. Jesus said, I've overcome the world, so guess what? You're going to be overcoming too. And so Jesus, he always stepped out to give his people encouragement and peace. Amen. Encouragement and peace. And so that's what we want to do the same. We want to be God's mouthpiece for encouragement. God's mouthpiece for encouragement. And it'll give you joy. When you see other people doing the things God has told them to do, it will give you joy. It will increase you, amen, give you courage to do what you need to do. And so that is awesome. Be an encourager. Let's be an encourager, and we will prosper. You know what the word prosper means? It means to push forward, to break out, to go over, be good, be meek, profitable, to push forward. You want to push forward, right? You want to push forward in your grades. You want to push forward in your sports, in your music, your arts. Amen. Every gift and talent. Maybe yours is being as cooking, a chef. Whatever God has placed in you, amen, he wants you to prosper in it. And he wants you to be built up. And that's what we can do. We can help others to obtain their goals by being an encourager. We can help others and make their dreams come to reality, and not just a dream, not just a vision, but something that just comes to, it comes out. Maybe their dream is to have their own art show one day, display all their arts, amen, having all their closest friends or others even to come. And so you and I can encourage others to do what God has placed in their heart to do. And we can be God's mouthpiece in bringing about that hope. That's what encouragement does. It brings about hope. All could use hope from time, from you know, while we're doing something, because we can all become discouraged. We can all become like, okay, am I doing the right thing? I don't see any results from this. I don't see anything that's happening that I want to happen. Seems like everything's going opposite. But if we have an encourager, we have someone, you know, that instills hope in us and keep on going. You on the next time around can push forward, prosper, and meet your goals and your vision as it happens. It just comes into being. So let's be an encourager. God says in his encouragement, he endorses us to expand our gifts and talents. And he does that in Matthew. And I read that this morning in Matthew 25 about how he gave five talents, one, two, and he gave also another servant one talent. The one with the five and the one with the two, they both increased their talents. So I encourage you to increase your talents. Increase it to be an encourager. Amen. And find ways to help people go into all that God has for them. And we will all hear from God. Thank you for being faithful. Thank you for doing what you're supposed to do. Be blessed. Go with God. Amen. Praise his name. Have a blessed rest of your weekend. Praise him.
You're so good to me. So thankful, so thankful. Shout to the ones that pray for us. From the time if you ain't know us, still pray for us. Thank the Lord. I've been ready for y'all prayers. I've been ready since ball tapers. Keep them haters from coming around. Run more game than them ball players. It's been down for so long, it feel haunted.
the devil's away. It's a blessing, I preach. I just got it. I feel like a prophet. Put money away like deposits. I reach all the profit. I've been down for so long, I forgot how the top could be. Yeah, and they say I'm the prophet.